This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. You wish to buy a new house, or take a trip to Hawaii, or help some people in need, but without breaking the bank. Certified financial planner Byron Moore explains the ways we can use a well-planned wish list to develop a habit of thrift. On this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Do you have a wish list? Well, if not, I want to suggest that you get one and then keep it up to date. We're living in an age where thrift is valued little, where gratification is rarely delayed, and where consumers are bombarded with messages of why we need everything now. For this reason, I'm often telling folks to slow down, get their financial lives in order, and then think before you spend. It's about being intentional and balanced. In days gone by, this was called thrift. Unfortunately, some have misunderstood that message as hearing me saying spending is always bad and saving money is always good. That is not so. I've said it before, all money gets spent at some time by someone on something. So if it's your money, you might as well be the one to make those decisions about how it's spent. So what is this thing that we used to call thrift? Well, thrift is using a little self-denial now so that I can create the opportunity for a lot of self-indulgence later. But if the tomorrow for which you're sacrificing today is not bigger and brighter than the price that you're paying today, why do it? That's where the wish list comes in. Most of us need a motivational North Star. A wish list is an inventory of things that you either want to do or have to do in your lifetime. So what should go on your wish list? First, something small. I suggest that you put an item high up on your wish list that shows you can do this. It may be a vacation, a new car, an item of clothing, or a gift for someone. But this should generally be done and doable within 6 to 12 months. Next, you should have something on your wish list that's fun. If your wish list is full of things like get out of debt or get the roof repaired, you're going to feel very little motivational pull. So make sure that there are at least a few items on the wish list that give you goosebumps and make you smile just to read them. And then on your wish list, you want something unique. Your list doesn't need to look like somebody else's. What could you put on your wish list that no one else would have? Something very you. And then you could have something on your wish list that is meaningful. What means a lot to you? What would you be willing to sacrifice for, maybe even die for? You'll find a deep, soulful sense of motivation when you put something meaningful, even transcendent, on your wish list. And then on your wish list, there should be something that is long range. We need short range goals to keep us going, but don't be afraid to put something long range on your wish list, something more specific than retirement. Something like, own a second home in Asheville, North Carolina. Ah, now that's more like it. And then put something on your wish list that is an absolute home run. Home runs are the relatively rare and equally valuable things that we dream about. They make you stand up and cheer, and they score points. What does that for you? Well, that would be a home run, and it belongs on your wish list. Well, that ought to give you at least a few ideas for getting you and your wish list going. Share your wish list with someone that you care about. It will make it real. It will give it life. So, what's on your wish list? Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.